From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. An MU program created to improve patient care awarded $500,000 in grants to five research teams on Tuesday. The Culture Translational Partnership Program's goal is to accelerate the use of biomedical innovations to help patients. The money will fund projects focusing on a range of medical experiments. The program's director, Cynthia Helpingstein, has more than 30 years of experience creating science startups.
I love getting to work with people with lots of good ideas, and to me it's like a big puzzle that you have to get all these pieces lined up and you see all these things coming together to benefit patients.
MU also announced its plans to extend the Culture program for another 5 years. Missouri State Senate candidate Caleb Rowden stated his position on Medicaid expansion at a Disabilities Issues Forum in Columbia on Tuesday. The forum focused on issues like disability benefits, employment, education, and healthcare policies. Rowden, who is running for the 19th District Senate seat, says he's open to Medicaid expansion but has some reservations.
I think my position is probably one that's shared by a good number of folks on both sides of the aisle in General Assembly, and that is that, you know, there are significant challenges that have arose because of the Affordable Care Act. Premiums now are up 23%, and the Affordable Care Act created the gap of services for the folks who don't make 138%.
Rowden says dealing with health care on a state level would be better than continuing to dip into federal funds. Eight other state Senate and House candidates attended the forum, including Rowden's opponent Stephen Weber. More money has been spent since last year on broadcast TV ads for Missouri's gubernatorial election than in any other state. The Center for Public Integrity released an independent analysis today that shows almost $30 million has been spent on ads aired so far. Republican newcomer Eric Greitens has spent an estimated $8.4 million on more than 20,000 ad spots. Democratic Attorney General Chris Coster has spent about $6.2 million on almost 15,000 spots. University of Missouri St. Louis political scientist Dave Robertson says the competitive race to replace Democratic Governor Jay Nixon is a magnet for money. He said the stakes are high. The legislature likely will be Republican, so the fate of the GOP policies, such as right to work, likely depend on the next governor's party. Democratic Secretary of State Jason Kander has raised more money recently for his bid for U.S. Senate, but incumbent GOP Senator Roy Blunt has more cash on hand. Kander's campaign announced yesterday he raised more than $3 million between July and the end of September. Blunt announced he raised more than $1.8 million for his re-election campaign. That leaves Blunt with more than $4 million in cash on hand to spend in the final weeks before the November 8th election. Kander's campaign says he has nearly $3.5 million to spend.